The British Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Hilary Benn, is expected to announce this afternoon that the UK government will establish a public inquiry into the murder of Belfast solicitor Pat Finucane in 1989. The 39-year-old was shot by loyalist paramilitaries at his home in front of his wife and children. Previous examinations of the case found evidence of state collusion in the killing, but there's never been a full public inquiry. Well, we're joined now from Belfast by our northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, before we talk about what the Northern Ireland Secretary of State is expected to say this afternoon, can you remind us about the circumstances surrounding Pat Finucane's murder?
Yeah, well, Justin, this was one of the most notorious and controversial killings of the Troubles. Pat Finucane, as you said, a 39-year-old human rights lawyer, was at home having family dinner with his wife, Geraldine, and the three children when two UDA gunmen burst in. He was shot 14 times in front of his family. His wife was also injured in the attack. And from very quickly afterwards, there were allegations of collusion between the killers and who were members of the Loyalist Paramilitary Group, the UDA, and members of the security forces. And allegations that potentially that collusion went quite high within the British state. The family has maintained that for more than three decades and has been campaigning over that period of time for a public inquiry.
And there have been a number of reviews carried out into this case which have suggested that collusion, haven't there?
There have been a number. I mean, back in 1989, Metropolitan Police Commissioner John Stevens was appointed to investigate allegations of collusion. He spent 14 years investigating a wide range of allegations, and in Mr. Finucane's case, he identified the involvement of two British agents within the UDA who'd been involved in the killing. An ex-Canadian judge, Judge Peter Corey, published a report in 2004 saying he believed there was strong evidence of collusion, including MI5 being aware that Pat Finucane was under threat. Then in 2011 came another report by Desmond De Silva, who said the British Army and Special Branch had advanced notice of a series of planned UDA assassinations, but nothing was done. And that report prompted the then British Prime Minister David Cameron to apologise for frankly shocking levels of collusion. But the family always maintained that those investigations weren't sufficient. They said that only a full public inquiry with the authority to compel witnesses and documents, that was the only way forward, the only way they could potentially establish the full truth of what happened and the full extent of that collusion.
So the Northern Secretary of State, Hilary Benn, will stand up in the House of Commons today. What is he expected to say?
Well, if you trace this back to say, just 4 years ago, in October 2020, when in opposition, the Labour Party met the Finucane family and called on the then Conservative government to establish a public inquiry immediately, and it didn't do so. So the Labour Party signalled quite clearly back 4 years ago it was in favour of an inquiry. Now, Hilary Benn met members of the Finucane family in Belfast yesterday, and he briefed them on his government's intentions. But this was also discussed, Justin, between the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Taoiseach Simon Harris when they met in Dublin on Saturday. And the indications are that Hilary Benn will rise to his feet in the next half an hour, so he will make an oral statement in the House of Commons, and the expectation is that he will announce a public inquiry into the murder of Pat Finucane.
And the details of that they will be most interesting. The Finucane family, Vincent, have long campaigned for this inquiry. As you mentioned, the Irish government have also put pressure for this inquiry to happen for a long number of years now. And there has been resistance down through the years. Why is it happening now?
Well, as you say, there's been huge resistance over the years. And back in 2019, the UK Supreme Court ruled that all previous investigations had not complied with Article 2 of the European Convention on Human Rights and had not been capable of providing the full facts about what happened. The family has been in and out of court multiple times, but there's been a huge resistance from the British government to call an inquiry. But I suppose Labour, in a sense, nailed its colours to the mast back in 2020. When they called on the Conservative government to press ahead. And last week, in the Court of Appeal in Belfast, the latest action by Geraldine Finucane to try to force an inquiry, the Court of Appeal last week gave the British government 3 weeks to decide whether or not it was going to finally order a public inquiry. So I think that pressure has now mounted, and Hilary Benn has been left in a position where today has to say yay or nay. The family are clearly hoping he says yay, there will be an inquiry, and the indications are that's what he's about to do.
All right, Finucane. Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor. Thank you for that. Let's talk now to former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, who had pressed the British government for many years to hold this inquiry. Bertie Ahern, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the News at One.
Thank you, Justin.
What's your reaction to what you're hearing today, that this inquiry now is expected to be announced this afternoon by Hilary Benn?
Well, if the reports and Vincent's reports are correct, and I'm sure they are, this is really good news. I've been dealing with this for 25 years, and Geraldine has fought so hard for this, Geraldine Finucane, as she has, you know, through many, many phases since that day in February 89, as she's worked on this. And her son, Michael, who is a solicitor, I've worked with him since 2000. So if it's true, it is good news. It's a sad case, and a very sad case, but I think to get to the truth. What happened, Justin, was that after it went on for a decade and was all the talk about collusions and Stephen, so I won't repeat what happened, what has just been said by Vincent, but in 2000, I agreed with Tony Blair that we would have a conference in Weston Park in 2001, where we would take a sample of cases from the Troubles, and that these would go to investigation and to inquiries. There was Judge Corrie. It took us some time to get an international judge of eminence, Supreme Court judge from Canada, to do that. And he looked at six cases. There was Judge Morris Gibson and his wife who were killed in 87. There was a Finucane case, which was February 89. There was the Buchanan case, which people would be familiar with, which we had a tribunal into. Billy Wright, who was shot in the Mays prison. Robert Hamill, who was kicked to death and ported down. And Rose Nelson, who was a very good friend of mine, a solicitor, like Pat Finucane. She died in March 99. Out of that came that we would have inquiries. The British government withdrew their support for the recommendations of Corrie on the Finucane case. And that led to what has been 25 years of arguing for this particular case.
And why did that happen, Bertie Ahern? Why was there so much resistance down through the years then to holding this inquiry?
Well, I've argued this with Tony Blair, Gordon Brown too. There's not a great number of secrets about what happened. What happened was there was a patrol, an RUC patrol, on his estate, and it was withdrawn for a period of time, which allowed the UDA, the paramilitaries, to go in and kill him. And the case was always that there was collusion between that particular group and with the police. And Pat was shot 14 times in the process. And every time I think we made progress, we got to the stage that the files and the records in MI5 would not be given, because that's where they were. And there was always the belief, and something I hold dearly, I can't prove it, but that MI5 were part of this. But what we can prove is that when Judge Corrie was doing this investigation, MI5 went into his office in London and took some of his hard drives. So MI5 were all over this. Mm. So if it's an inquiry, Justin, it'll have to, in the terms of reference, cooperation from MI5, which is not something we didn't get it in the Dublin Manon bombings, and so we'll see whether it comes out in this.
So do you believe then that for this inquiry, if it is to produce a fair outcome and to be accurate, that MI5 would have to hand over those files?
Yes, otherwise there's no point, because their hands are all over it. And of course it leads to very murky questions, and I'm not going to make any allegations in this, but at least the questions are who was on whose payroll. I mean, where was the collusion, and who were the people involved, and where were the people who might have been agents, and all of this was the reason that Tony Blair, to his best endeavours, he wanted to help in this. He had met Pat. Pat's a lovely person who was so strong to fight for this, but all the time, Tony Blair couldn't get MI5 to play ball on this. So if it's to be of any meaningful thing, the small print of this will be to see whether we have access to MI5 records, which will be groundbreaking, but I wish Hilary Benn and his efforts well.
And that will be in the detail. We might not know today whether that is going to be part of the terms of reference. But why do you think we've come to a point today where after, as you said, you'd been pressing this for 25 years, that we're at a point today where it seems at least there is a political willingness now to hold this inquiry?
Well, in fairness to the Labour Party throughout, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, they always wanted to try and get to the bottom of this, but they knew that without MI5 cooperation, which wasn't there, that they weren't going to get to that. 4 years ago, as Vincent has said, the Labour Party in opposition committed themselves to that, and I think we're seeing Hilary Benn, who must say is a very good Secretary of State, and following through. He spent a lot of time in opposition working on this, so I think he's very familiar with it. So I think that's Labour are honouring the commitment, and I think a view that they've held back since 98 and 99.
And do you think this feeds in to the wider the wider legacy issues that need to be addressed now as part of the Troubles?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, if you go back all those years, why this is so important, Justin, is that back 25 years ago, it wasn't possible to be trying to get the answers to, you know, 20,000 cases or 3,500 deaths, and, you know, it's just tens of thousands of cases. So the view was to take a sample number of cases, and that's why the six cases I mentioned at the outset were picked up on. And if they couldn't have been followed through, well, there wasn't much chance of following through in anything else. I think at least we're at a stage now where maybe there's not as many cases, time has passed by. But there still needs to be, if we're ever to bring an end to the legacy issue, which I think is fundamentally important to try and move on this island and Northern Ireland in particular, if we're ever to get to the end of that, you have to try and deal with the legacy issues. And you don't need me to recite the difficulties there is with the legacy legislation and the tribunal that's looking at it, but those issues have to be resolved. But I do think, in fairness to the British government, as they did in the Bloody Sunday inquiry many years ago when Prime Minister Cameron published the apology and finalised that report, that this would be seen as very, very important. And I think all over the world, your own profession, journalists and legal people all over the world have signed up, and every year at the conferences lobby that there should be a case of the Pat Finucane. So I think there'll be a lot of people deserve a lot of credit for helping Pat's memory, but helping Geraldine Finucane and the family.
Bertie Ahern, former Taoiseach, thank you very much indeed for speaking with us on the News at One.